Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 822, we welcome in Chris Fuentes. He's the founder and CEO of Ranger Ready Repellents, and I met Chris on Saturday when I went, we went to the corn and potato festival in North Brantford, and his item caught our attention. Chris, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being with us. How'd the rest of the weekend go in North Brantford, okay?
Absolutely. It was great. We always stand out and talk to people, and you never know who's going to walk up and talk to you, including you.
Yeah, exactly. And that all worked out well. Now, for the listeners who might not be familiar with it, what exactly are Ranger Ready Repellents?
Yeah.
Ranger Ready Repellents is a new product that we brought onto the market. It's our second season, and it's made with an active ingredient called Bicaridin, which is a safe and effective alternative to DEET that's been in the market in Europe for 30 years.
Oh, really?
And it's an active ingredient that you can put on yourself, put on your pet, put on your kids safe during pregnancy. You can wear it every day. And it's just been under-noted in this market. And we brought this to the market. We live in Connecticut. As you know, we're at the epicenter of Lyme disease.
Right.
Yeah.
And just everybody was getting bitten by ticks. And we wanted to develop something that was a repellent people would wear willingly. And that's what we did.
I know Bicaridin is used by others in this. Why is your Bicaridin more effective?
Well, it's just as effective. Bicaridin is an active ingredient, as is DEET or oil of lemon eucalyptus. So it depends on the concentrate. One of the things we want to make sure people know is that you should have at least 20% of any active ingredient in your bug spray. And our Bicaridin is different in that we have these four great scents. I think you saw we have orange and amber and night sky, which we call date repellent. And then we just launched Scent Zero, which has been a big hit, which just doesn't smell like anything. You just smell like yourself.
Right.
I know, too, it would seem to me, novice at this, that the ticks and the bugs are attracted to scents. I know I got the one that's the no scent. But how are they? How do the ones that have scents kind of work so that you know you're not getting bitten alive?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, Bicaridin, which is the active ingredient in Ranger Ready, is made from something called piperine, and it mimics pepper. So when a bug comes into contact with a tick, they have receptors or mosquitoes. They actually come and it's like pepper spray. They just repel. It doesn't kill any bugs or insects, but it repels them. And it's the same concept, so that the Bicaridin, which is the piperine, it trumps any smell. Even if you smell absolutely wonderful to each other, the bug really doesn't really care because the piperine and the Bicaridin pushes it away. And that's how Ranger Ready works.
One of the things you point out, and it's true with DEET, because that's what I've been using, now I've got to start using your stuff. But, I mean, by the way, can you buy it in stores?
Absolutely. We're available in pharmacies, we're available in sports stores and better stores, and we're available, I just was listening to your show, Amazon, we're on Amazon and RangerReady.com.
Of course.
Nice, good.
What is it? And by the way, probably at Barnes & Noble, too. I mean, who knows? The skin feel is one thing. I know this because I've been using, you know, DEET because mosquitoes are around. And, you know, first of all, be sure to empty, like, all the standing water you might have in your yard, you know, like the dog dish, whatever. But, I mean, the fact is, you put it on and it feels really oily, greasy, something like that. It's not a pleasant skin feel. It really isn't.
Well, and it actually, if you use it repetitively, it's a neurotoxin and a plasticizer.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And it actually irritates your skin in addition to that. So one of the things, Bicaridin is very different, and it absorbs at about 6% versus DEET that it absorbs at 18%.
Yeah.
And Bicaridin is a very low category. It's a category 2, which is similar to pepper. And the idea here is that because it's not greasy and you can put it on your skin and it doesn't dry your skin out, because we don't use aerosols like isobutanes that you put in aerosol cans are not in our bottles.
Right.
And so you can use it every day. And that non-greasy feeling is what people describe as saying, wow, it works great, it feels good, and it smells great.
Go ahead,
Jim. No, go ahead, Raymond.
Well, I was just going to say, and the other thing that's good about it is you apply it once and you're good for about 12 hours.
It is, and many people put it on in the bathroom. We have so many police officers. We have game wardens in Massachusetts and Connecticut. We have people in the military. They just put it on in the morning before they go to work or take on their duty, and they are good to go for the day. And if you sweat normally, if you have a real heavy sweat or you actually go swimming or you're exposed to water, you should reapply. And we certainly, one thing we want people to do is reapply their sunscreen. So you should put your sunscreen on before you put repellent on, let it dry for a second, then put repellent on. And then if you have to reapply, then reapply your Pellon on top of it, because it's important to have both.
Can you talk, Chris, about your association with the military? I know I know it's a very close association.
Well, I grew up around the military in Europe, so I was able to. My father worked for the U.S. Department of Defense during the Cold War, so I was exposed to the military, and I was exposed to how field gear gets made, and that was the inspiration behind Ranger Ready, which is we designed it for people out in the field so that they could feel comfortable. And in fact, we just had a team going out of an Air Force base in Colorado to Africa for 4 months, and they took 400 bottles of Ranger Ready with them to an undisclosed location with their canine dogs doing security work. And that's a dream for us. That's protecting people. But really, the background for me is really around the concept that so many people are being bitten by ticks, and so many people we know, 10,000 people this week alone will likely be diagnosed with new cases of Lyme disease. That's a gigantic number, and our mission out there as a company is to reduce that ever-increasing rate. And the ones who are most susceptible are the young, you know, people from 0 to 14. And, you know, it's a funny thing, but what happens is it's not that kids over 14 tend to have less Lyme disease. We as parents stop tick checking them because they're into puberty and the showers, you know, they're no longer watching them and watching the kids. Huh. And then what happens later in life, you know, as you reach your 50s and 60s, you start playing golf and you start gardening. And we have so many gardeners who are, we call it a high contact sport now, because, you know, you're going to have contact with a tick and you're going to get Lyme disease. And we want to prevent that.
And Chris's company presented a $25,000 check to the Global Lyme Alliance in Stamford, backed after the money they raised during Lyme disease awareness. So as Chris said, you can get it in stores. You can check it out online. It's a great story. RangerReady.com. Chris Fuentes is the founder and one of the CEOs. Chris, it was great to meet you.
Thanks, Chris.
And it's great to talk to you. Well, good luck, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for the support. Good luck, too.
Another fine Connecticut entrepreneur.
Yep, exactly. We should promote those.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing next, in a way. I mean, in a sense, with our next guest.
Yeah, we're just, you know, I mean, this is why we don't
live, local, late breaking.
This is why we don't take days off.
No, because we have
to be. As opposed
to
the other shows.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.